Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, January 20th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got another PowerShell diary today from Rob, this time about HTTPS requests in PowerShell. Turns out that PowerShell can do HTTPS requests, but by default it verifies the certificate, which is a good thing after all. However, if you're, for example, trying to access an internal device without a good SSL certificate, then you're kind of stuck. Well, Rob explains how to bypass this check for a valid certificate, so you can now use a PowerShell and its curl alias in order to test, for example, firewalls or reconfigure them, as in Rob's example. And Apple today released updates for iOS, OS X, and Safari. The iOS and OS X updates, for the most part, fix privilege escalation vulnerabilities, even though there are one or two vulnerabilities that do allow arbitrary code execution if you visit a web page. Now, as far as the number of vulnerabilities are concerned, it's actually pretty light. The Safari update does apply to Safari 9 and to all operating systems that support Safari 9. After updating, you should be at Safari 9.03. For OS X, this will get you up to 10.11.3, and for iOS, 9.2.1. Nothing about older versions of OS X. However, as I said before, the Safari update, which does sort of fix the majority of what I would consider the critical vulnerabilities, does apply to older operating systems, to older versions of OS X. And Linux today also released a pretty important update mitigating a privilege escalation flaw. This flaw was originally discovered by Perception Point, and Perception Point did publish a blog post with lots of details and proof of concept code to show how to exploit this particular vulnerability to get access as the root user. Kernel 3.8 and later are affected, which most of all means Android devices are affected by this vulnerability. As the blog states, SE Linux on Android may make exploitation somewhat more difficult, but apparently it is still possible to exploit this particular vulnerability. Now, sadly, privilege escalation vulnerabilities are somewhat common. I wouldn't really lose any sleep over this vulnerability. The only problem is that with the proof of concept being out there, it is fairly easy to exploit the vulnerability. So as soon as a patch becomes available for your distribution, please apply it. And the FDA released draft guidelines to the cybersecurity of medical devices. This is a draft, and the FDA is asking people in the field to comment on the draft. There is a 90-day comment period. I took a quick look at it, and it looks actually not bad. For example, it advises manufacturers to do things like threat assessments, essentially to pen test their devices. It also encourages the adoption of standard vulnerability scoring schemes and also considering the medical impact of any vulnerability. Also, it does state that routine security updates do not need to be approved by the FDA. That has been put out there quite often, stating that due to these FDA approvals, these devices cannot be updated. I've heard different reports in the past whether or not that's real or just a myth, but these guidelines definitely state that routine security updates do not need to be approved. Of course, that also requires that vendors will distinguish between security updates and functional updates. We have seen this in the non-medical space often, where you can't really update a device and patch it for security vulnerabilities without downloading, for example, a major new release of the software that also changes the functionality and sometimes in ways the user doesn't want it to change. Also, companies are required based on these guidelines to have a vulnerability disclosure process. So there has to be a publicly visible process how you report vulnerabilities to this manufacturer and how the company will respond to these disclosures. This has been a problem in the past where security researchers tried to disclose vulnerabilities to vendors, but then never got a response or really had no idea who to respond the vulnerability to. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.